This week's episode, A Boat Not in the Water is underway, trolls, and a yacht designer has just given up. And this is the bottom line. Hey everybody, I'm Doug.
And I'm Christy.
And this is the bottom line. Welcome! I'm back.
He's back.
And I have a new co-host, too. Say hi, Christy.
Hi. Yeah, hi.
Okay, everyone, this is Christy. Christy, this is everyone.
Nice to meet you.
It's like 600,000 of them out there.
Amazing.
I know, 600,000 views in a year.
That's amazing.
Don't get scared. Okay. No. All right, listen, let's just jump right into it. Go ahead.
Sponsors, Marine Data Solutions and Salty Rags Crew Apparel.
You know, Marine Data Solutions, I've got 99 problems on board. It seems like I always do, but yeah. Guess what?
And the internet's not one of them.
And Salty Rags Crew Apparel. What are we going to do about Salty Rags?
They keep us looking fly, of course.
Keep us looking fly. I actually like that.
They do.
Am I fly?
Very.
I'm fly. Okay.
You're very fly.
I'm an old guy fly. Okay. All right. Before we get into it, you know what? I got hit by a troll last spring, and I was like, ugh, this isn't worth it. But you know what? All the people who came by the boat, literally came down the boat, people driving by the boat, text messages, emails, PMs, or whatever you want to call them. Oh. Everybody's like, keep it going, though. Keep it going. So I'm here, and I'm not going to let one little troll take me down.
No, you can't.
Let's face it. He's probably on his sofa going, I could do a better job than that. So my question is, well, why don't you? You know? Go ahead.
Question.
I'll wait.
Good
nothing.
Question.
No show. Okay.
Nope.
All right.
Nothing.
What do we got?
Shout out to Chris here at Boston Waterboat Marina.
Oh, Chris is awesome. Go ahead. Next.
Here. Captain Paul.
Yep.
Wendy.
Yep.
Lucas.
Yep.
Adrian.
Oh, Adrian Gang. Next.
And everyone else who stopped to say hi.
Okay.
Along our way.
Listen, Captain Paul, we're going to be following Captain Paul. He's on a 4,500-mile trip from the Great Lakes to Florida. He's in a lock right now, as you can see. And then what, as far as captains go, what else we got?
Captain Ken out on his 136 Horizon.
Oh, yeah. Captain Ken's in Charleston right now. And when he gets back to Lauderdale, pretty much when I do, we're going to do a walkthrough on his 136. Pro program. Ex-Coast Guard, what can you expect? He's like me. You know that's run, right? Captain Tom is out on the West Coast, just took over another one. Here's a picture of that. And he's taking it from California to Florida for a huge refit. And we're going to follow him through that. Is there anything else?
Mike over at Hargrave.
Oh, Mike over at Hargrave.
The new 116.
So, they've got this 116 coming out. Nobody's even seen it yet. And I've worked out a deal. I can walk through and show everybody the boat. Isn't that cool?
And Barry.
And we're going to meet the president of Hargrave and see how he feels about crew. Okay, next. What do we got?
Excellent. Industry news.
Industry news.
Cannes Yachting Festival is from September 7th to the 21st. It's happening right now.
Is that con or can?
Con. Can you pronounce it? Can you
can
pronounce
con.
It?
Cons. If you're James Caan, do you get in for free?
I think so.
Okay.
This time.
Maybe if you're James, just James. Okay, what else we got?
Actually, a couple of
fires.
Oh,
by the way, Fall Lauderdale Show is coming up. Okay.
Yes.
What fires? Did you say fire?
Fires, I know. I'm sorry.
Okay, look at this fire. This one's in New Bedford. And this one's in, where's this one?
Sardinia.
Okay, I don't like putting videos of boats, yachts on fire. It hurts my heart. Okay, but I'm doing it because I want everybody to keep your head on a swivel. This shit happens. Oops. This stuff happens. And, you know, your crew, and you're there to maintain the boat and keep an eye on the boat. So you got to kind of do that. All right.
Be alert and
now,
aware.
Fires really happen, and sometimes you can't do anything. Just do the best you can. Okay, next.
Be alert and aware. There are 20 yachts that are being built, and they're over 100 meters, with the biggest one being 158 meters.
So the top 20 yachts under construction right now, and none of them are under 100 meters.
None.
I remember when a 100-foot boat was a big deal. When I was a kid, I was like, oh, all I want to do is drive a 100-foot boat. These things are freaking cruise ships.
Nope.
Do you want to be on a big cruise ship like that?
Not really.
I don't think I do either.
I don't think so.
Okay, but I'm going to give you what's the biggest boat?
158 meters.
That's 518 feet. It's called Project Blue, and we don't know anything about it. Because how do you hide a 518-foot boat, but nobody really knows anything about it. Those Germans.
Germans.
Okay, and there's another one. Take a look at this one. This one is a 472-foot sailboat being built in Turkey. I mean, Jesus, these things are monsters.
They are.
Now, out of the 20 boats, I got to tell you, 4 boats are on hold. I don't know if that's an economy thing, a guy ran out of money thing, divorce thing.
It could be.
I don't know. If you have that kind of money. Oh, hold on a second. Back up. Damn it.
Okay. Get those trolls.
Okay, next.
Get them. Take a look. The Kota Kassa Jet 2020 throws out the rulebook and twists the boundaries of the yacht design.
Okay, gang, take a look at this thing. This guy really didn't try hard. What did he do? He says, let's take a jet and then just take the wings off. Now, listen.
That's it.
This is how yachting evolves with these crazy designs, but they really need to start talking to the captains and the guys running these things, because just take a look at this. You're going to slide right off the fuselage into the water as soon as you try and set a fender. I mean, I just don't see that happening too much. By the way, I'm carrying a helicopter, an airplane carrying a helicopter. Oh, by the way, it's not even breaking news because this has already been done.
Has?
Yeah, it has. Take a look at this.
Let's see it.
This is called the Cosmic Muffin. Howard Hughes' old boat. That's in Lauderdale. And the guy, that's a real thing. The guy drives around in Fort Lauderdale on it. Isn't that crazy?
Missing the pool, though.
Okay, so it's not exactly cutting edge. It's already been done. Next.
It's already been done. Next.
What do we got?
The Coast Guard responds to the Noble Globetrotter 2 near Grand Isle.
We all know this hurricane really, really hit hard in a lot of places. They had a lot of damage. But, you know, take a look at this. This is something you don't see every day. This really comes under the classification as, oh, you don't see that every day. That is a ship on a dry dock underway. And that's kind of weird to be looking out your wheelhouse and seeing that go by. I'd be happy if it just didn't hit you.
Yeah,
all right. Now, the Globetrotter boat was right under the eye of the hurricane. They were 60 miles offshore. Now, and look at this video. I mean, okay, so here's some water coming through a door. That's kind of scary. Yeah. And then, you know, you got the guy up on the bridge putting his Gumby suit on or trying. These guys don't look that upset to me.
Mm-mm.
All right, but here's the whole thing about this scenario, which upsets me.
Mm-hmm.
Did the captain call for a mayday? No.
No.
Was the boat sinking? No.
No.
Some crew member freaked out and sent these photos or the pictures to his wife and told her to put it on social media. Then they got the news, the press involved.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Coast Guard had to go out there and go, what the hell's going on? This boat's sinking. We haven't heard boof from them.
Nothing.
All right? When they eventually got out there, the captain's like, we're fine. No, we're licking our wounds. We had a little bit of damage.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, all in all, we're doing okay. Matter of fact, to this day, they're still out there working.
Not so.
My problem is, you know what? Some deckhand with 2 weeks' experience is freaking out, probably rightfully so, but you can't start doing this stuff on social media. I mean, the captain's the guy who knows if the boat's sinking or not. I'm old school. Never get off the ship until the captain says, okay, it's time to go.
It's time to get off the
and
ship.
And me, I always step up into the life raft, and I've never been in one, but this is the power of social media, and now we're starting to see it in yachting a little bit when people are naming and shaming boat operations and owners and all this stuff. And I'm going to talk about that in another episode. It's not good, only because you're going to hurt your career. And most of the time, you don't have the experience to even critique a career, operation.
Situation.
You know, the guys that have the time in. But anyway, I'll talk about that another time. What do we got next?
The Crew Corner.
Crew Corner.
So in one of your previous episodes, you were talking a little bit about freelancing versus full-time.
Yes. And there was a very spirited debate on the Bottom Line Facebook page about the freelancers like, oh, yeah, finally, you know, I'm charging more per day and I'm getting it, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to make the full-timers feel it. It was a big thing, like, well, who makes more? And they're like, I'm not going to go out. I'm not going to work for $200 a day. That's like $8 an hour. I hate it when crew do the math.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what, gang? I did the math. Because
better math.
First thing I wanted to do was find out what's true and what's not. So take a quick look at this. By the way, I'm going to tack on my full explanation on the end of this video. It's about 4 minutes long. If you want to know how I got to the numbers, watch that. Okay, so let's start with the deckhand. Here we go. The deckhand is a base salary of how much?
$36,000.
Okay, $3,000 a month. Okay, now he's fully employed on this boat that does 10 weeks of charter and has 10 weeks of unused. The rest of the time, he gets a month off vacation. They're in transit. They do yard periods. Okay, so, $36,000. Yeah, I make more than that. All right, you know, freelancing. But do they? Okay, let's add in tips because guess what? The IRS still considers tips income. Where are we at
so
now?
$64,000.
Okay, what about credits? What's a credit? Oh, credit is like, well, I'm not paying all this money for food.
Food?
Or
housing.
Housing. Okay, so when you add the credit in, what's his, just not even insurance or anything else, just what's his, the check?
Total compensation is $79,000.
Cash. All right, that's real money. $79,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for a deckhand who just got out of high school a year or two ago and never even thought about going to college, $80,000 a year. How much is that per hour?
$28.
Oh, my God. It's not $8 an hour. Like everybody's saying, oh, you should go work at McDonald's. Okay. That's $28 an hour.
Way more.
Let's switch over to freelance because the freelance guys are like, oh, I make all this money. Okay. The freelance situation is 20 weeks of freelancing because I really don't think you can do more. Some people do, but I think you're killing yourself. That 20 weeks of freelance, you're doing 10 weeks of charter. Mm-hmm. At $200 a day, they're making how much?
$56,000.
That's with the tip. Okay. Well, when you look at it that way, 56 and the deckhand's making $3,000 a month. This is your mistake. You're not adding everything else in.
Nope.
Okay. But we also have to do deductions because those people freelancing still have to pay for all their food. And they have to pay for housing. And you know what? And they're going to spend stuff. We didn't even calculate that.
Nope.
But you spend money trying to get your next job. How much is their total compensation?
$43,000.
And how much is their rate per hour?
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
It's $15 an hour.
Holy smokes, the $3,000 a month deckhand is making $80,000 and $25, $28 an hour, and the freelancer guy's like way in the dust.
Yes.
Almost half. All right.
Check the math.
Okay, I'm going to give you a couple other things real fast. I did a mate and a chief stew and a chef. The chef is a real winner.
They are.
If he's got a base salary of $84,000 on, let's say, a 35-meter boat, what's his total compensation?
$127,000.
Oh. Okay. And how much is he making an hour?
$45 an hour.
Okay. Now, what's the total compensation for the freelance chef making $400 a day?
That would be $71,000.
And how many per hour?
$25 an
Again, hour. The freelance chef is making half of what the full-time chef is making.
Fraction.
Check it out on the bottom line Facebook page. I'm actually going to put a picture of this up. Mm-hmm. You guys can keep it. You can talk about it, whatever. Anyway, I'm very happy to be back. We're in Boston. We're headed to Florida.
Welcome,
Christy. Again, that's everyone. Everyone, that's Christy. I'm Doug.
I'm Christy.
And that's the bottom line. You guys stay safe out there.
Bye.
Okay, here we go. So, you know, obviously I had to punch in some parameters to kind of get everything level. And this first scenario this is obviously a charter yacht with 10 weeks of charter, 10 weeks of owner use, 6 weeks of transit, yard period, standby, and vacation time. Now, obviously when you're on charter, you have the owners, you know, you're working 70 days, that's 10 weeks and 840 hours. You don't get any days off, but you start to get some days off, you know, when you're on standby in the yard or you're on vacation. So let's look at it this way. 10 weeks of charter, 10 weeks of owner use. Deckhand, second stew, as a base salary of $3,000, okay? I did not try and pump up the numbers. Oh, you're making $4,500. I went, you know, $3,000. Out of 52 weeks, you're working 282 days. And you're working 2,816 hours, okay? And you get 68 days off. Now, that turns into $36,000. But here's the tip, $2,833 in tip. And I don't care. You guys are like, well, you can't add the tip to the salary because that's just about it. It is not. Ask every bartender and every waitress out there. I mean, they count on their tips, and it is part of your salary. You have to include that. So that brings it up to $64,333. I mean, you're on a charter boat. You're getting tips. That is considered salary. So is the IRS consider it? Okay, $64,000. But wait, there's more. If you're living on the boat, you're getting allowances. Okay, these are additional expenses that the owner actually, you know, has to pay for. Somebody's paying for it. Housing, $800 a month, I think is very low, especially for Fort Lauderdale or any other place where a mega yacht would be sitting. And food, $100 a week. Well, let's face it, some people spend $100 in one night eating. But these numbers I consider low, but let's just add those in. $14,800 credit, which gives this deckhand or second steward a total compensation package of $79,133, average $2,800 per hour. That's what you're going to get on a full-time boat. That's not so bad. Okay, now let's go down to the freelance position. Now, the freelance position is based on 20 weeks of freelancing, and that I think would be hard to do because seasons are short, like New England's short season. It's only like 10 weeks. You have to include transit from boat to boat. You need to take time off. 10 weeks of that freelance is trips, transits, day work. That's 70 hours. That's the same amount of 70 days, I'm sorry, same amount of hours. Okay, and you're making $14,000. Now, then you throw in the 10 weeks of charter.
Okay, it's basically the same, 14,000. So you're making, you're working only 140 days. You're working 1,680 hours compared to 2,800. And you get 224 days off compared to 68 days off full time. You're pretty much, you're nailing it money wise. $2,800 versus $28,000 a year versus $36,000 a year. But then let's throw the same tip in there. So you're making $53,333 and you're getting 224 days off compared to 68 days off on a full time gig. These numbers, you would think, are incredible. Hey, 56,000? Okay, but wait a minute. I still kept the numbers low, but now you're paying $800 per month for housing and you're paying $100 per week for food. Again, that's not going to happen. But you have to pay for that for the days that you're not on the boat. So that's $12,800, okay? It's not the 14 same credit up there because you won't, you know, you're not going to be paying for food while you're on the boat. So that is a total compensation of $43,533 or an average of $15.45 an hour. In these two scenarios, $79,000 versus $43,000. I'm sorry, but full-time work wins the race every single time. Yes, you have 224 days off. You have a lot of free time. But if you guys are going in there saying, I'm making more money freelancing, it's just not true. You're not making more money freelancing. Matter of fact, you're making quite a bit less, almost half. You do have a lot of free time, but, you know, if you want a part-time job, then that's what you got.